Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're going to be really surprised here. There is at George Washington University, there is a class being taught there, and it's specifically focused on what they call Christian privilege. You can see this right here behind me right here. Christian privilege. It says in this particular, he says, at this particular event located in the nation's capital, the university, students will reportedly be able to list at least three examples of Christian privileges.
Okay.
I can tell you a lot more than that, but three examples of Christian privileges and learn at least three ways to ally, not with the Christians, but with non-Christian persons. And it goes on to talk about some other things as well, but this role of denial of this particular privilege. And so, you know, this is I don't know. We did a program. You called us if you were there. We did it on Dietrich Bonhoeffer and what they did in Germany during Hitler's day. They would have re-education camps. You know, they would bring you there and they would re-educate you. They have that in China right now. Mm. And the goal is to change the way you think to line up with this other way of thinking. Well, if the way that you think is how the Constitution and America's founding principles are, you don't need to change it. But these universities, and we talk about this at VFNKB all the time, we're funding re-education camps, and we're sending our children, 70% of Christian children that go to non-Christian universities, 70% leave Jesus Christ. They leave the faith, 70%. I mean, they're literally re-educating our population, our children. And 50% of children that go to Christian campuses or, you know, Christian universities, they leave their faith. Like, what are we teaching that actually would lead our children away from our founding principles, our Constitution, and our God, one nation under God? And not only that, we're actually allowing them to charge us and our child thousands and thousands of dollars that they gladly loan you.
It's the easiest loan you'll ever get in your life. It's a student loan.
Prior to having a frontal lobe in your brain,
they'll give you a loan
for $100,000 for your education. But they're literally re-educating our young people, and all of a sudden your child comes home and they hate the government, they hate you, their parents, God, who they actually once served openly. Yeah. And it's like, we have to understand education now can be gotten in many different ways, but we have to take back this education mountain. There was a day to be in, you know, you think about Harvard, you know, you had and Yale.
Yeah.
They were established to be able to learn the Bible.
Sure.
The whole purpose. Absolutely. To be a lawyer, the reports are you actually had to know Scripture. You had to know the Bible. If you look at the law terms that we use, if you look at the Moses and the Ten Commandments over the Supreme Court, it's Judeo-Christian based principle nation. And that's the reason why we've been allowed to be able to sustain this long. And if we turn away from God, you have to understand, God turns away from the nation. He lifts the nation up, he takes the nation down. And there was an encounter God gave me, you know, during a 48-hour period possibly around that time. And he just downloaded into me what we ended up titling it, America, How We Got Here and How We Stay Here. Mm. And Israel, when you think about Israel, and you can see this billboard art, it says Christian Privilege ! Jesus wants you to join Christian Privilege. Go to meetmyfather.org. This is so important because, you know, if you're talking about somebody who has black privilege or white privilege or this national privilege or this privilege, you know, you can't necessarily become that. But you know what? If you're not a Christian, you see there's benefits and privileges to Christianity, and they are salvation for your soul, forgiveness for your sins, brought into the family of God,
and love, peace, joy, mercy,
all these things. This is an open door for you.
Absolutely.
And so I'm excited that you've identified that there are privileges, but somebody's lied to you that says you can't have those privileges.
That's right.
Instead of trying to find people who are non-Christian, just come to where the Christians are and say, I'd like to join the privilege.
That's right.
Because if it's a Judeo-Christian nation and more people in America profess to be Christians than anything else. Mm-hmm. And it's a Judeo-Christian foundation. But anyway, talking about how we got here, Israel, for example, you know, when God had trusted the word of God to Israel and he walked with Israel in the wilderness, he was their leader. He was led through prophets. He led his people through prophets, you know, Samuel and all. And all of a sudden, one day, they started looking across the pond to another nation. And they started saying, hey, you know, we want socialism. Hmm. You know, we want communism. We want a king like they have a king. I mean, really, I mean, they didn't say socialism, but that's what they were saying. They wanted a different form of government than God had. They wanted a king like everyone else had. They didn't have a king. Everything was okay because God was their king. And so they kept on. And finally, long story short, God's, I'm going to give them what they want. He told the prophet, tell them, Samuel, I'm going to give them what they want, what they're asking for. So just because you get what you asked for doesn't mean what God wanted for you.
I think they asked for meat, too.
Yeah, they God asked for meat. Yeah. But you think the first king they got was one like themselves, you know, Saul. But the second one was a man after God's own heart, which is David. But the only reason that Israel could survive the way they were outside of a king if they had God over them. They were one nation under God. Well, it wasn't all the way. Think about this. It wasn't until all the way. Till all of a sudden, some people who lived in America, who were under the king, realized, because it was tyrannical leadership, they were taking away all these rights, they'd barge in your door, they'd take your stuff, they would search your papers, they would just do all these things. The reason why we have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because these are the very things that they were doing. We had 27 issues in the Declaration of Independence, why we had to separate from the king, and one was that all of our rights come from God. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why America works is because of those founding principles. And if we don't acknowledge that, and this all of a sudden this nation was birthed, because look at our founding papers, one of our founding documents is the Bible. David Barton talks about that. We had that on VFN TV for you. And so, as a matter of fact, YouTube blocked that one. Google blocked that video that says, the title of it is, you can find it at vfnkb.com on the torch, but the Bible is one of America's founding documents, because it is, and it was. And so we can exist without a king, without a tyrant, if, in fact, we are one nation under God. If we turn our backs on God, you're going to have a tyrant. You're going to have a king, because it's a rebellious people, so you have to have somebody hard down on you. And so the reason why there has been so much peace, and if you don't think there's peace, travel the world. Mm. I mean, Saudi Arabia just allowed women to drive a few hours ago, and they still have restrictions. She could perform surgery, but she couldn't drive a car. And it's oppression all over the world. This is the largest day of religious persecution in the history of the world is happening right now. It's cranking up. You know, we'll be talking about that in a future program. It's happening in China. What's taking place there as well.
North Korea,
just all over the world. And understand this, that America works because it's one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all. We're not perfect, but understand, compare it to what's going on. Understand that it's you're tried by a jury of your peers. I mean, go to the courtroom lately and just watch what happens. That we might get it wrong, but it's wrong more often, more of the time, in other forms of government. This is your neighbors that has the opportunity to try you. A jury system's in the Constitution. That's one of your rights that you have to. Your accuser has to appear before you and share their witness, and you're innocent till proven guilty. I mean, what country's like that? No, that's kings, right. Like that. They just say off with their head. Anyway, listen. The reason why that somebody who's a non-Christian in America, who they actually think America will work outside of God, and it will not work outside God. And what God is doing right now, he's shifting the nation to take it back because he has plans in store. And it was very important for what took place when President Donald Trump declared what other presidents said they would but didn't, that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel, and moved our embassy to Jerusalem, that we're standing in the gap, standing unashamedly with them. Just closed the PLO office this week, I believe it is, and they are defunded the people, the United, parts of the United Nations.
At the tune of $200 million.
Who they've been funding terrorism, and that they're just putting their foot down for what's right and still helping folks. But if you're going to kill folks, the Americans are not going to help you.
No more pay to slay, for sure.
So if that's a privilege, join the privilege. As a matter of fact, join the country. As a matter of fact, if you look at the pledge that you have to take to be able to join America, you have to renounce all allegiances to all popes, potentates, princes, kings, all that stuff, and bring your allegiance to America, in which the flag stands for. And so you actually have to do that to become a citizen. We took the test on the air just to see how difficult it was, and we find out that they know more quite often than we know. And we all need to be held to those standards, because truly it's one nation under God. So it is a Judeo-Christian foundation nation. There is Christian privilege. There's also Christian persecution happening all around the world simultaneously. But let's keep it from happening in America by remaining a Judeo-Christian nation, keeping God over our nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.